Hey everyone, welcome back to the show, and if you're just tuning in, my name is Rissa, I am your showrunner, and you're listening to The Dead, the new podcast anthology series brought to you by the Bloody FM Podcasting Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. Ephemeris is the second chapter in The Dead podcast series, and it is written by Jeff Whitehead, who also wrote the previous chapter, Precious Cargo. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, we are thrilled to bring these stories to you. And you know what? What's being created here is a no small effort to help keep the legacy of George A. Romero alive and well. And this is being done through the support of the George A. Romero Foundation. If you'd like to reach out to them and show your support and learn more about the foundation itself, you can find a link to their website in the show notes for this episode. And actually, all of the episodes that'll be premiering for the Dead podcast series. Now, before we get to part three of Ephemeris, I'd like to revive the intentional puns to help liven up the announcements. And this week, we have a few from some of our cast members from the show. First up, we've got Chris Harris Beachy, but you know him as Liam in the previous series here on the Dead podcast, Precious Cargo. He voiced the character Liam. And his pun is, everyone in the crew is very well dressed. They all go to Aber Zombie and Itch. Next up, we have Marquise Moore, also from the Precious Cargo series, as the voice of Jaren, and in the previous episode of Ephemeris, as the sports announcer. And his pun is, having undead on board could have grave consequences. Okay, I love what I do, and it's because of puns like this from these wonderful humans that I get to work with. Oh, God. All right, now why don't we go listen to the next episode? But before we do, I got a bit of a little pro tip that I actually learned from the crew from our story, Ephemeris. And it goes, remember, in space, no one can hear you scream, but they might just hear you running from the relentless pursuit of interstellar zombies. All right, that's enough. Now a brief ad break and then this week's episode.
In a world plagued by the undead. The stories of survivors are well known.
These stories are heralded as examples of hope.
Strength, integrity, and perseverance.
Over time, they become
fables, legends,
tales of wisdom passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few who walk the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You're now listening to Ephemeris, Episode 3.
So what's the plan? We need one, as in yesterday.
Yes, a plan. For starters, I think we need to warn the crew.
Oh, wait now. Does full containment include?
Yes. If we can't figure out a way to ensure that we're not infected, while also making sure the threat is contained, they will destroy the space station with us on it.
Are you being fucking serious right now?
It's the risk we all take when we sign on, isn't it?
I guess it enters the question about Nova.
It seems like the specimen first assimilates to the host, perhaps killing the living cells, then reigniting them. In that way, the organism just takes the human shell for itself and uses it as a host.
So there's something actually living inside of these people. Something that you people created in a lab.
It's a working theory. But we won't know until we have a chance to test it.
No, fuck the test. We need to kill every single one of these things and then get the fuck off of this space station, Natalia.
I'm sorry. I know it doesn't seem like the best idea, but I cannot allow us to do that. We need to herd all of them in the mess, contain them there, and continue the study. We need to determine if we were infected at any point, how long the gestation period takes. There are too many questions we don't have answers to.
Will you come on? We're being stalked by the living dead versions of our crew, but you want to go run some tests? It's time to abandon the science, Natalia. It's gone too far.
There is no such thing as too far with science. There's only weak minds and even weaker backbones. Real progress is made only through sacrifice. Do you think Jonas Salk had an easy time curing polio? Or Thomas Starzl doing multiple organ transplants? No. But did they stop? No. And now, polio is an afterthought, a danger only to those who refuse the vaccine. And now you can receive a heart from another human being just to save your life.
That is not the same thing, and you know it. You are talking about taking lives here, not saving them. You really need to put the science aside and listen to reason.
No, you need to listen to reason. You're stuck here, and you will do what I say. Because as of right now, unless you know how to fly a Soyuz rocket, you can't leave. Oh, and if Anders is guilty of killing Gideon, do you really think he'll just volunteer to fly you home? Has that thought even crossed your mind?
Fuck.
So, now let's stop arguing and contain this threat by zero for 15 hours. Then we'll worry about getting out of here.
Okay, so what? We herd them all to the mid-deck mess? How exactly are we going to do that?
Fox? Fox, where are you? Can you hear me?
Attention, all crew. We may be on lockdown, but our mission is clear. We must contain all crew members who have been exposed to the sample in the mid-deck mess by 0 for 15 hours. Once that is done, we will wait for further instructions.
Yeah, okay. How are we gonna do that?
Let's listen.
Here's what we think we know. Once exposed to the contents of the sample, the body becomes slow, and brain function is reduced to the bare minimum. The good news is that we know we can outrun and dodge the infected crew, so that gives us the advantage. The bad news is that the forward doors to the mid-deck mess have been sabotaged. But the aft doors are still working. However, Gideon is trapped inside.
Poor guy. But par for the course. I take it he's like Malachi?
Yeah. And Malachi changed into this after being bitten.
Nova is at the door of the control room, so we'll try luring her to the mess first. Once she's there, we'll signal you so that we can try to hurt Malachi as well. Please. And this is very important. Do not, I repeat, do not try doing this on your own. We need to provide distraction and misdirection.
Misdirection. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck was that? Wait, what time is it?
03:30. Why?
I'll be damned. That's the anomaly I was tracking in my ephemeris. I noticed it a while ago, but it looks like... Oh my god.
What?
What?
Look, there, through the portcullis.
What am I looking at?
Wait. Now, see it?
Is that the front of the ISS Symphony?
I think so. I think that's why it never registered in our orbit before. It wasn't a mistake. It's new to our orbit.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. But that's from its central hull. Look, you can see some of the S...
Check and check. Get me home. The fuck is that?
Okay, we all felt that. Once we've neutralized this threat, we'll figure out why there's an uncharted anomaly in our orbit.
Sorry, Natalia, I'm not sticking around for either of those pleasant tasks. Prepare to launch. Well, shit.
It looks like there's a lot of foreign debris. The ISS can withstand it, but stay alert in the event of an airlock breach. If we lose oxygen, we have 30 to 45 seconds to contain it, or get to Soyuz.
Oh, goddammit. I can't take off in this shit. It'll tear me to ribbons. Closing launch doors.
If the debris field gets rocky. But right now, we need to get the samples to the lab. Hey, ready to do this?
Well, I'd like to go home, so yeah.
Why? Family?
My daughter.
How old?
13. I wasn't exactly around very much. She lives with my parents, but I was hoping that when this was all over, I could, you know... make amends. Try to be a part of her life. This is some hero I turned out to be.
We don't need a hero here. Not today. Save that for another time. We need a soldier. And that means you. So, when we get in there, flank her, herd her, and drive her to the mess. Clear?
Clear. Let's do this.
She's coming for me. Go. Now.
Nova! Nova! Nova, hey, come on!
It's not working.
Nova, this way! Come on! I'm here, you fucking mindless...
She's not turning around, Kenzie.
Oh, goddammit. Nova! Over here! Okay. Pissing me off.
Thanks.
Did she bite you?
No.
Okay, let's get to the mess.
I have a better idea. We go to the engine room and turn off the gravitational stabilizers. The crew will know how to move through anti-gravity. If their brain function is really hampered, these... imposters won't.
Okay, out of time. She's getting up. We gotta go.
Fox, where are you? Whoa. Come on. All together, old girl. Fox? Come on, brain. Think. Think. If you were Fox, where would you go right now? What would you do? No, you wouldn't do that, would you? Wait, yeah, I think you would.
Did you hear anything about this before you brought her here?
Just a few whispers.
Of what?
Containment breach. Different kind than this, though. Some rare strain of Ebola that was brought in from the DRC. Rumor is that it took out almost all the crew. Seems like those little lab tests are backfiring on us.
Oh, fuck! Look out!
Yes, we gotta seal this room off now.
With him out there?
I have an idea, but it's gonna require some faith, you hear me?
I hear you.
We're gonna time it so that we pass through the door just before the glass goes.
What if it doesn't?
It's gonna go any minute.
Okay.
We need to pull Malachi into the gym and throw him toward the portcullis.
How are we gonna do that?
One of us is gonna have to stand in front of the door to draw him in. Then the other pushes him from behind. He crashes into the portcullis. It may be enough to break through completely. If it does, we close the armored shield before the ISS vents its oxygen. If it doesn't, we shut the door and lock him in there. Clear?
Clear. I'll be the bait. You push him.
Okay.
It's gonna go...
Fox.
Hmm? What's up?
When Natalia told you to be careful, you should have listened. I'm not just the pilot, Fox. I'm the insurance policy. That sample wasn't the only payload my rocket was carrying. I'm sorry, Fox, but you did volunteer to be the bait. Okay, let's see if you can survive zero oxygen, Malachi. I'll be damned. The portcullis held after all, didn't it, Malachi? Well, all right then, Shield. Let's close you just in case. Enjoy your meal in peace, Malachi, because it's gonna be your last. Fuck, come on, Thor. Come on! I know you didn't change the code. Son of a bitch, stay back! I already gave you a treat! Finally, yes! Get out of there, you idiot! You're blocking the door! Oh, that's gross. How do you not feel that? God damn it! Get back, Malachi! Come on, door! Come on! God damn it! Door, close! Fuck!
Hey, it's me, Rissa. And I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Fox? Fox? You in here? Guess not. Fox, I thought you would have come down to turn off the gravitational stabilizer. I guess my brain's not that big after all. Alright, let's figure out how this operates so we can give ourselves an advantage. Shit. This'll turn off the whole life support system. Let's see if I can figure out a way to isolate the stabilizer and leave the oxygen flowing.
Working.
Yeah, she's coming for me. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Help me up, hurry. She's just ahead of us.
The fuck are you two doing?
Stay back. What's that in your hands?
Oh, shit, sorry. I took it from the gym, just in case.
Why aren't you sheltering in place?
Fuck! Come on! The hell? Fox? Hang on, Fox. Jesus, Fox! No, no, stay back, stay back. You're bleeding everywhere.
Wait. Wait.
What happened?
It's Anders. He sabotages a ship.
How do you know?
He did this to me.
How?
He pushed Malachi into me. I couldn't get away.
Oh my god, that means...
I know. Cool.
Fox? Fox? You with me, Fox?
It hurts, Cole.
All right, now I am getting the fuck out of here, debris field or not.
That's the ISS Symphony. Oh, what's left of it.
What?
I think Anders was sent there to...
To what, Fox? Stay with me.
To destroy it. And everyone on it. There's too much debris in our orbit. It'll tear the Soyuz apart if you try and leave now.
Yeah, I know, I saw it.
You gotta stop him, Cole. He's gonna kill them. He's gonna kill everyone.
I can't, Fox, I can't.
Please, Cole. Save Natalia. She doesn't deserve to go out like this. Please.
I just can't. I'm not that guy.
You are. I know you are.
How?
The gun, Cole.
But if I miss, and it hits the walls...
Don't miss. Wait.
What?
Don't leave me like this. I know what happens next.
What do you want me to do? No. You can't be serious.
Please, Cole. I'm ready.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Fox. You're almost there. Rest easy, Fox. All right. I'll be that guy. For you.
Come on. I need you to work. There we go. Let's hope this does the trick. I'm working. Hang in there, everybody.
Natalia! Nova!
Answer me. Answer me, Anders. Why aren't you sheltering in place?
Natalia! Oh, fuck. Jesus! Help me, Natalia! Give me that bar!
No! No! Not the sample.
Fuck your sample.
No! No, Kenzie! What have you done? Oh, Nova!
Contained the fucking threat. End mission report.
You killed her.
Natalia. No, you stay right there, Anders. Do not fucking move or so help me. Natalia, they're already dead. All of them. Whatever that thing is, it kills them and it takes over. You can't study that. It needs to be destroyed. Forever. This thing, whatever it is, cannot leave this space station.
Did she bite you?
No. Just a scratch.
You're bleeding. You should clean it.
It's fine. It's not a bite.
Can I have my bar back, please?
No fucking way. Start explaining. Where were you?
I stayed in my room. I heard the alarm, but it went off so fast I just ignored it.
You ignored an all-hands alarm?
I know. I just figured you'd call over the radio like you did to tell us to shelter in place.
Then why aren't you sheltering in place?
I'm not the one you should be concerned about here. Cole.
Kenzie.
Face against the wall. Hands behind your head now.
Okay. There's Malachi.
Shut it.
He'll be here any minute. They're slow, but they can sense what they want.
And how do you know that?
I was looking for all of you. I admit I stayed in my room too long, but then when I didn't hear anything, I came out to find you. Instead, I ran into Cole.
Where is he?
Launch hatch. He said he was gonna escape.
What?
I tried to stop him, but I couldn't. He hit me. Knocked me out. When I came around, Malachi was almost on top of me.
Did you see anybody else? Fox? Cerebro?
No.
How did you get the bar?
I told you. I took it from the gym. I hid there until I didn't hear Malachi anymore. I thought I could use it as a weapon to help. I was coming to find you. And I'm glad I did. But who knows what might have happened.
He's coming.
I saved your life, Colonel.
If you're lying to me, I will kill you.
I understand.
We can still get Malachi to the...
Enough, Doctor.
What? Remember, I gave the order to herd and contain them.
You're not in charge anymore. I am.
Look at Nova. She's not moving. They can be killed. We can kill them and still contain the threat.
Turn around.
They don't feel pain like we do.
How the hell do you know that?
When I came out of the gym, I ran into Malachi. He almost got me, but I slammed the door on him. Then I hit him with that bar, but it didn't stop him. But Nova?
The head?
I think so. Might be the only way.
Well, then we hit him in the head. How's that for the scientific method, Doctor? All right, let's go. Move.
Wait. What are you going to do?
I'm gonna kill this fucking thing. Then I'm gonna kill Gideon. Then we're gonna call control and tell them the threat's neutralized. And then we're gonna go home. All of us. Any problems with that?
No, ma'am.
Natalia?
If we must.
Good. Now everybody behind me. Slowly. Anders, I'm going for the head. If I miss the mark, grab him and keep him still. I won't miss twice.
Roger that.
What the hell? Are we losing gravity?
Somebody beat us to it. But the gravitational stabilizer is coupled to the life support system. So we need to get our gear on, fast. Unless... Cerebro. I bet he figured out a way to decouple the stabilizer from the oxygen system.
Look out! Push him back!
Can you pin him against the wall?
No, I can't get any balance!
Throw the bar to me! I'll do it! Come on! Throw it to me! Anders!
Cole, what are you doing?
Get off of me!
You killed them, you motherfucker! You...
Cole!
Oh, fuck! Get him off me! Get him off me!
Oh, God. Cole, is that the gun from the Soyuz?
And down you go!
Can you push him any further?
If I can get some traction... There we go.
Cole.
Nobody move.
Hold it. Whoa. Okay. Easy. Easy.
Do not fucking move, you asshole.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is he...
Down the hall. We're safe for now.
Cole, lower the pistol.
No, not until he tells the truth.
Cole, you don't want to fire that thing. You know what'll happen if it punches through the wall. The oxygen will get sucked out of here in seconds. We'll all be dead.
We're all dead anyway, aren't we? Aren't we, you bastard? Who are you? Who are you, really?
I'm a flight captain. You know that, Cole. I shuttle people to and from the space stations for their missions.
Cole, give me the gun.
Bullshit! You killed Fox.
Cole, the gun. We're gonna de-escalate now and talk. That's an order.
You heard her. It's an order.
All right, but he's lying.
We're gonna figure that out. Remember what I promised to do to you.
I remember.
Give me the gun, Cole.
I'll give it to Nat.
Give it to me.
It's okay, Cole. Give it to her. I've relinquished command.
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. Do not move, Anders. Nat's better.
He's lying. He killed Fox, and I bet he's responsible for everything.
I'm not responsible for Gideon's death, or whatever that thing is inside of him. But I'm not just a pilot. I'm a containment specialist. My job is to make sure nothing like this returns to Earth from these station labs. I've been on comms with Control in Houston. They'll listen to my assessment. At 4:15, if they give me the word, I'll destroy the Kearney and everyone in it just like I did the Symphony. But if we can contain this, everyone can leave.
That's a lie. He's responsible for everything.
No, he isn't. He's not responsible for Gideon.
How do you know?
Because I am.
Ephemeris, Chapter 3. The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Ephemeris was written by Jeff Whitehead. Kenzie is Katrina Pacina. Natalia is Kira Apple. Cerebro is John Serrano. Malachi is Binar. Fox is Kayla Temshiv. Anders is Damon Allums. Cole is David Ault. Nova is Marion Toro. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Schottelkote. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne de Rocher Romero. A Bloody FM production.